Well, it's official. I am now on health and fitness drive. Made my mind up that when I came back from my holiday up north in Nairn, Mafoy, that I would get myself sorted out once again. And although I've been getting back on my bike more often, I really had to do something regarding healthy eating. And so I'm going down this road once again of watching and controlling what and when I eat. And I've been here many a time over the years. And don't get me wrong, I'm not fat as in the conventional term of being fat. If you've seen me standing as I'm dressed just now, probably the last thing you would say is that I am fat anyway. But I am approximately 12 to 14 pounds overweight from my, what I consider my healthy running, although I don't run, or my boxing weight, as it would say. So, not just that, but I'm beginning to feel it. Certain t-shirts that I put on now look and feel that little bit girded. Shorts that used to hang in a certain manner, with a nice fit around my hips, now are feeling a wee bit neat. But to be honest, I tend to just put weight on the lower belly area. No, I don't have big fat punchy belly or anything like that. So it's around the middle and that area. So I made my mind up, I was going to go on a drive when I got home, and I'm doing it. I started this morning, and the first thing I stopped was coffee. Well, you say coffee's not fattening. Well, coffee is not fattening, but it's also not that healthy, and I don't drink that much. I usually just drink a very strong espresso first thing in the morning. But it's all about habits, and it doesn't matter if the coffee's not fattening. It's a habit, and it's breaking habits. And if I break the coffee habit, I'll break the habit of having two biscuits with a cup of tea, or go down to one, or I'll go down to none, and it's about breaking the habits of doing certain things and having that big bowl of porridge in the morning. Have half that amount of porridge in the morning and get used to it. So it's all about breaking habits, and you can do that with anything. I don't drink soft drinks. I do take the odd glass of cola, only because my wife drinks cola, and I'll stop that because it's just a habit. It's not doing me any good. It doesn't do my stomach any good. It certainly doesn't do my blood any good with the sugar content. So that'll stop as well. It's just another habit, and that's what it's all about. It's breaking habits and controlling your food intake, whether that's the amount you eat or what you eat, the actual food you eat. And so I've started this morning. I'm just coming back from Glasgow from setting up one of my daughter's events. I've had nothing to eat. I've had one fruit drink my son-in-law bought me. He always buys me Purdy's drinks. I don't know if you know of them, but they are, I am just rolling for some fuel, sorry. They are healthy drinks and fruit drinks. And so that's all I've had. And so the idea is to control everything, to get on the healthy wagon train once again, start to see some weight come off, and hopefully get trim again. And of course, it's not all about dieting. There's much more to being healthy than just losing weight. You've got to combine it with exercise. I'm a pretty active guy. I do keep myself pretty fit. I have always done daily exercises. I cycle some distances at least almost every day, and I know I can put much more miles on the saddle on the bike when I apply myself to it. So in my case, I know that I'm pretty reasonably fit for my age, but I still have to do exercise. You still have to maintain that, and in fact I will increase it, because it's a combination of food watching, dieting in its loosest term if you like, and exercise, because one controls the calorie intake to your body and the other controls the calorie output, in other words the consumption, the burning off of fats and sugars. And anyone will find it's much quicker to lose weight if they combine both. It's also much healthier, because as you lose weight you'll feel more energetic, you'll do more exercise, and you're then on that particular roundabout of a roundabout which gets faster and leaner, and within a short period of time, so long as you do it correctly, you'll get there and you'll feel the benefits in a very, very short period of time. And it doesn't matter what weight you are or how unfit you are. Sounds as if I'm speaking from experience. I am. I have been, although as I said, I've never ever been what people would call a fat person in my life. I have been on diets because my body structure takes from my mother's side of the family, and all my mother's side of the family were short and stature and let's just say piled the beef on. The body structure was my father's body structure was the exact opposite, very big strapping man, and I don't think my dad ever carried fat until he was in his late 60s, 70s. But anyway, so your body structure counts for a lot. So I've been on and off this particular drive for many a year, and I've learned a lot of things through that. What not to do, because I did a lot of things wrong, and what to do when I learned correctly how to do things. It's worked for me, it worked for me every time. And of course, yes, the biggest problem is keeping it off and keeping yourself fit. What happens is, you get to a point where you're happy with your body. And now comes the hardest part, keeping it that way. That is the hardest part of all. It's easy to lose 10 pounds a stone. And I say that in relative terms, it's easy. It's not easy for some people, but let's put it in its context. It's easy to lose, say, a stone of weight. Much easier losing it than keeping that stone weight off, because then we start to drift back into our old ways. We start to think, oh well, not matter if I put a pound or two on, I can easily get that back off. Yeah, that works for a while and then you keep up. And that's exactly what happened to me, because 2 years ago I was right at boxing weight. And I was feeling fantastic. I had lost all my weight, and I thought I was great, and yet all my family members said, you're too thin. So you can never win with that one. But over the last 2 years, I've allowed it to drift and drift, and now I'm almost a stone overweight. And enough's enough. So I won't linger this any further, because there's some discussions coming up, and I know other people are on Ruth after UK, and I believe it's her husband John, I can't remember John's title, are on what they call it, fasting. You call it what you like. Doesn't matter what title you put to it, the end result is the same. It's all about eating healthy, getting some weight off, and keeping the weight off through fitness, being healthy. That's all. That's me back on the fitness campaign once again. And I'll let you know how it goes, because I will tell you now that I am, at the moment, 11 stone. In my boxer shorts, if you like. So, we'll see how it goes, and I will let you know. Probably weekly, because other than that, it becomes tedious and boring. And that's another thing, when people weigh themselves, they tend to weigh themselves every day, sometimes several times a day. It's madness, don't do it, I've been there, I've done it. I've got the t-shirts on that, don't do it, it doesn't work. If you're going to weigh yourself every day, weigh yourself at the same time every day, after the same thing. So if you weigh yourself as soon as you're out of bed in the morning, if you weigh yourself, you've been out of bed and you've been to the toilet, if you weigh yourself after you've done all that and you've brushed your teeth and you've had your morning cereals, it must be the same thing every day. And don't weigh yourself again throughout that day. And sometimes actually it's beneficial not to do that. It's actually beneficial to wait 2 or 3 days, because your body will adapt. And another thing that people are not aware of, that the body will conserve fats. So if you go on a diet, the body will realise this. Your body is clever than what you are, by the way. Your body will start to realise it's losing fat content. A fat content it's been used to having there as this big reserve. It's like the Federal Reserve of fats and sugars. It doesn't want that to go. It wants to keep that to protect you, because it's, you have had that for so long. It sees that as a base level. And so when you start to lose fats, the body will start to conserve them. And it'll burn off the wrong types of fats, the wrong types of sugars. It'll keep the fatty fats. And so you'll go through phases where you will suddenly stop losing weight. First few days you'll lose weight, then all of a sudden it'll stop. You're still dieting, you're still doing your fitness regime, but your body stopped losing weight. Why? And you go mad and you go, this is madness, I shouldn't be doing this, I'm not losing weight, I'm going to jack this in. Well, that's the biggest mistake you can make, because you have to get over that period. You have to allow your body to then get used to that fat level and say, okay, I'm happy here, and allow some fats to be burned off. You'll start to lose weight again, and then you'll go through that, and it goes through cycles. And I know all this because I've been there over, what, probably over about 30 odd 40 years of on and off weight loss. Never critical for me, as I said, but I still always try to not end up like my mother's side of the family. I do not want to be a round person, and I want to be a healthy person, not just not round. I want to be a healthy person. And but as soon as you start to put the kind of weights that I'm talking about, like my mother and my uncles and my aunties from my mother's side, there's no way I would be able to keep myself fit and active. So it's all part of the package of your body structure as well. I know I've went on a little bit of length on this, but there's so many things that I've experienced and came across and learned and got it wrong that I just feel I'd like to just portray some of them and hopefully help people to understand how it all works. I'm no expert, absolutely. I'm not proclaiming myself to be an expert, but I'm proclaiming myself to be an expert of my own body. And if my experience and my experiences and my expertise of my own body and how it's worked over the past 30 odd years can help anybody, then fine. It might work for you, it might not work for you. But there are some basis on facts that people don't realise, and also issues that need to be dealt with, because there are a lot of issues. And that's, we then lead on to the mentality of dieting and getting fit, and that's a whole different